It's all okay. That's what life is all about. It's all okay. This is Dr. Harel Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. It is all okay. Everything we do in life is okay. And everything we say in life is okay, and everything we are in life is okay, and every place we go in life is okay. And it's just wonderful because life is all okay. What makes life okay? What makes life acceptable? Well, what makes life acceptable is the fact that we can live with ourselves when we make the choices that we make. Now, when we make the choice to be happy with ourselves, that's good, because then when we're happy with ourselves, we can be happy with ourselves. We can do the things that we like to do, and we can say the things we like to say. Now, when we're unhappy with ourselves, then we are a different cup of tea. Then we are all in the process of being upset and being angry and being dictatorial and being in such a manner that we are telling everybody how to do things and making demands of ourselves, and we're not at all pleased with ourselves. We're not at all happy with ourselves. And because we're not happy with ourselves, then our world starts going to pot, and we wonder, why is it all going to pot? Why is everything getting upset with itself? It has been going so well up to this point, but now all of a sudden it's starting to go haywire. Well, perhaps we should listen to ourselves. We should listen to ourselves how others hear us. And when we listen to ourselves how others hear us, we begin to realize that we are not very pleasant people, that we are very demanding people, and we are very dictatorial people. We are very discourteous people. And if we have the ability to see that about ourselves, we can make a change, of course. But if we don't have the ability to see that about ourselves, and this is what is most of the case happens, we don't have the ability to see that about ourselves, and so therefore we cannot make the change. All we see is that everything that we're doing is right, and everything that we're saying is right, and everything that we're thinking is right, and everything that we're acting upon is right. We don't have the recognition in the slightest that we're perhaps on a wrong trick, on a wrong trap. When one of our friends was ill and she wouldn't take her pills, she would say, everybody else was wrong. She'd say, everybody else was incorrect. She was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. She was correct. Everybody else was wrong. But that didn't mean that what she was doing was right, although she felt it was. She felt that everyone should be appreciative of what she was doing because what she was doing was right. And in the process, she alienated herself from herself and from everyone in her group, and she was not able to harmonize and get along in the world. Now, we did our best to encourage her to like herself, to encourage her to think that she was a good person, to encourage her to think that the things that were important for her to do were good. But because she was not sound mentally, because she was not sound in her thinking, she right away thought that everything that she was doing was correct and everybody else was wrong. And because of that, there was nothing that could be done for her. We blessed her, we loved her, we released her, we gave her every opportunity to be herself and have fun. We gave her all the opportunities to listen and to learn, but she wouldn't do it. She wouldn't do it because she knew that she was right. And because she wasn't taking her pills, she was not in balance, she was not in harmony. And you say, well, I can understand that. I can understand that. That's perfectly understandable. No, you can't. If you are that person, you can't understand it, because you're going through that experience and you think that you are right and the rest of the world is wrong. Now, So long as we have feelings like that, we say it's all okay. Everything we do is okay. Everything we say is okay. Everything we think is okay. And it is. It is. It's perfectly okay. But just remember that if you drive faster than the speed limit allows and you get a ticket, it's okay. Because the policeman's doing his job and you're doing your job of speeding. And your job says that you should speed. You should drive in excess of the law whenever possible. And just because everybody does it, you shouldn't be caught. I was interested in a justice report written up in the Saturday Evening Post. It told about this man who had a little bed and bath hotel, and he had it in the city where there were many other big hotels and big apartment houses and so forth. Well, as it turned out, his bed and bath hotel was required to have one parking space for each room that he had available, for each room. And so that meant he had to have something like 40 parking spaces. Well, now that was in excess of what his normal use was. If he did that, he'd have no rooms, you know, he'd have no place to put rooms. And there were plenty of parking space on the street. And all over town were other hotels, motels, and apartment houses that did not have one parking place for each unit. And it was not required. And so the ordinance people said, well, we have decided that we have to have this now. It's a new rule. And so we're requiring it. And the fellow took him to court and said he felt that that was unfair, that he had to have parking spaces while all the rest of these places didn't have to, and that he was being taken unfair advantage of. Even though it's a new rule and it's a new code that's coming in, first they should redress all of those who are there now and make sure they all have proper parking spaces, and then get after the new ones, but not just stop the new ones from accomplishing something. And so the judge says, you are entirely correct. You are not required to have a parking space for each room. You are not required to have anything more than any other bed and bath, any other hotel, any other apartment house in the neighborhood is required to have. And of course, the county, the city, and the planning people were all very unhappy about that. But that's the way it is. So a policeman is not going to follow you down the road as you are in the middle of 60 cars all going excess of the speed limit and pick you out of the middle of the cars and give you a ticket for what everybody is doing. That's not acceptable. He has to get up ahead of all of them and stop them all and say, look, gentlemen, the speed limit is so-and-so. You're all doing in excess of that. Just sit still in your cars and I'm going to come and make a ticket for each one of you. All 100 of you or 1,000 of you, however many. Now, a policeman would never do such a thing. There are two reasons that he wouldn't do a thing like that. One reason is that it is not acceptable. And the other reason is that there are too many people who are antsy-pantsy, who have a lack of control of their emotions. And if they had a gun in their thing, they'd shoot the cop for holding them up in traffic to give them all a ticket for driving too fast instead of just slowing them all down and say, slow down, slow down. 70 miles an hour, that's the limit, slow down. But to give them all a ticket, which they deserved and which is legally his right to do, he'd get shot. And he would. And they have. Policemen who are doing things out of line of duty, of normal duty, do get shot. And we look at them and say, oh, isn't that too bad? These policemen get shot. Of course, they're going to hate me for saying this. But isn't that too bad? The policemen get shot. Well, if the truth were known, The policeman was acting out of order. He was stopping 100 people and giving them a ticket for what should have been a warning to the group, say, slow down, slow down. Because none of them were driving carelessly or erratically or whatever you might say. But this is what happens. Now, each of us think that we can do anything we want to do, and it's all okay. And in a manner of speaking, it is okay. However, if we are going to be caught by a policeman going in excess of the limit, even though around us others are not captured, all the cop has to do is say one thing, and he has us. You were driving carelessly. Well, how do you mean I was driving carelessly? I saw you weaving in and out, or I saw you doing something like that. And you see, you wouldn't have a leg to stand on. To speed when everybody else is speeding is one thing, but to drive carelessly at any time is wrong, even if everyone is driving carelessly, because that is the thing that can be stopped. So we have to stop and think about what is our life now. What is our goal? What is our purpose? Sometimes a little bit of self-confidence can be very destructive. It can destroy us, and it can put us into a position where our learning stops, and everything that we've ever learned ceases to be meaningful or useful to us, and we just go right down the skids. If that's happening to us, we had better take another look at ourselves. Because a child is always a child, and a parent is always a parent. And when the parent tells a child to behave, the child must behave whether the parent is right or wrong, because the parent is always right. And so, if the child doesn't behave, the child gets a spanking or gets punishment of some sort. And the child may think that they're entirely wronged by having this happen, but they must come to realize the parent is always right. Because no matter what the parent does, the parent has the last word. And the parent is one. The parent may be wrong, and the parent may be right, but the parent is always the parent. And so we have to be very careful when we're doing anything in the world. The policeman is always the policeman. The teacher is always the teacher. The parent is always the parent. And if we don't listen to our parent, our teacher, our policeman, and cooperate with them, we pay a pretty heavy price. And that price may be something far more than we're willing to pay. But it's all okay. It's all okay. Sometimes a little child wants a spanking just to know that his father loves him enough to spank him. Sometimes we want attention just because we want attention enough to take the punishment that comes with it. But for adults, that shouldn't be necessary. It's all okay. Anything we do is okay. But are we willing to pay the penalty that comes with it? And that we have to ask ourselves. So have a lovely day. You probably haven't understood a thing that I'm saying, but that's okay too. I love you.